Hello, my name is Deja, calling, returning a phone call from customer support. How may I assist you on today?
Okay, so let me get this on first, and then okay, all right. I ordered something, right?
Yes, sir.
And are you representing Factory Direct Savings Club?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, great. So I ordered something. I filled out a survey. At the end of the survey, they said you could choose from these things. So I chose a bag. I paid for the shipping and handling of the bag, right? Then a week later, they're taking out $60-some out of my thing. So I call up this place, the secret place, with the secret agent man, and I get half my money back. And they said you guys were the responsible party for my other half of my money. I do not wish to sign up for anything. I was unaware of signing up for anything. I just wanted the stinking freaking bag. So you owe me some money, and I'd like to get that money back like today, please.
Okay, sir. Well, what I can do at this point, in order for me to assist you, I would need you to provide me with your zip code, please.
08406.
And your first and last name, please.
Excuse me?
And your first and last name, please.
Alvin Green. Yes.
Wait. Okay, for security purposes, sir, because I was able to locate your account in our system, could you provide me with your address, please?
Yes, 5003 Vintner Avenue, Vintner City, New Jersey, 08406.
Okay, could I place you on a brief hold because my system is running slow, and once everything comes up, I'm going to carefully review your account, and then I'm going to come back on online and assist you, okay?
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay, sir. So, Mr. Alvin, I'm still reviewing your account. I just want to let you know that I was still on the line with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Avron, are you calling about this $67.32 that was charging your card on December the 14th?
Exactly.
Okay, sir. So, upon reading the notes, because I see that you called in on the 15th, which was yesterday, and you spoke with Ms. Akira, was the agent that assisted you. She said that she canceled your subscription so that you wouldn't further be charged again, and she said that she offered you 35% and you declined, and she offered you 50% and you settled for the 50% refund. Because that's all we can do on the charge since it was valid.
I don't know about all you can do. I need all of my money back. So I asked them who's the responsible party who has the rest of my money, and they told me it was this number. So yes. I need the rest of my money.
Yes,
thank
sir. But
you. I'm not giving donations.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm not giving a donation.
Yes, sir. I do understand your frustrations, but unfortunately, the charge that you made was a valid
unfortunately,
charge.
Unfortunately, nothing. Just give me the supervisor. I need my money. Can you help me with getting my money, rest of my money back, yes or no?
I can offer you 35% and 50%.
You owe me $33.66. I need all of my $33.66. Just give me my money back.
Okay, sir. Can I place you on a brief hold, please?
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Evan, what I did was went ahead and I spoke with my supervisor. What I'm going to do is go ahead and see, waiting on the response from my supervisor. And as soon as everything is done, I'm going to come back on the line. I just want to let you know I'm still here, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. What's the bullshit? Scams. I have a bunch of black folks scam other black folks. Damn money bag.
Mr. Avin, are you still there?
Yes, I'm waiting.
Okay, I went ahead and submitted your refund for the 3366. Your 3366 will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with on today?
No. Thank you so very much. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.